Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. The gig is up because what's in the bill is in the bill. And what we know is it's going to make the rich richer, the poor poorer. It's going to make life harder for all of us in the middle. Fact. Kids are going to go hungry. People are going to lose insurance. Grandma's getting kicked out of the nursing home. It's all happening. There'll be less veterans benefits. And none of this has ever been, none of it has ever been about efficiency. And I listen, as an economist, I'll be the first one to tell you, yep, government should be more efficient. I've worked in government. I tried to accomplish that. I think I did. Sometimes it requires breaking things a bit and changing it up. But don't get it twisted. What Elon Musk, the billionaire overlords, his posse of post-pubescent boy tech bros, they're not trying to fix it. They're trying to irretrievably break it. And part of that is being executed by terrorizing federal employees, by arresting judges, arresting congresspeople, arresting mayors, threatening universities. And we know this because they're saying it out loud. They also wrote it down in the thing called Project 2025, but, you know, we didn't know anything about that before the election. Oh, whoops. And we know it because they've said it actually out loud. Russell Vogt, the HR director of the entire federal government, said it out loud at a private dinner in 2023. Listen.
We want the bureaucrats to be traumatically affected. We want, when they wake up in the morning, we want them to not want to go to work. Because they are increasingly viewed as the villains. We want their funding to be shut down so that the EPA can't do all of the rules against our energy industry because they have no bandwidth financially to do so. We want to put them in trauma.
That's it. That's the con. And a federal judge yesterday called them on the con. They've been trying to shut down the Department of Education. I'll talk about that tomorrow or Monday. I'll read from you the decision. But the judge said, no, this isn't about efficiency. There's no evidence. You also haven't made it more efficient. It's about destroying the department. You got to go to Congress for that. But this intentional infliction of emotional distress, which in other countries and other states, depending on which state in the union, you actually can sue someone for doing, it's having real world consequences. America's rarely seen job losses on this scale ever in our history. To date, 130,000 people are out of a job. More coming. Before that, IBM canned about 60,000 people in 93. That was the worst we had. Decades of data. Look at any studies about job loss. It's more traumatic than divorce. It's more traumatic than being cheated on, than going blind or deaf. And that's what they're doing intentionally. It's not about making it better. It's not about making it work better. It's not about fraud. It's about destroying the programs that every one of you listening knows someone who relies upon. And there are humane, rational ways to reduce workforces, to figure out how much to reduce a workforce. You can look to the Clinton era. Some of that was done then. But according to reporting from the Washington Post, real people are having real physical reactions, real physical symptoms of stress. And some people who may be or maybe already were perhaps psychologically vulnerable, people are being pushed to the edge and beyond. I can't say it causes it, because who knows? People have other health factors. But one could reasonably ask, but for all of this workplace trauma, would these many people be getting this sick and or dying? Because Russell Vogt and Donald Trump and billionaire overlords want to break the back of every federal employee and destroy the federal government. So I'm going to call out the two names in that article from the Washington Post. Again, this ain't cause and effect. I'm not saying that. But when someone sets out to cause trauma, is that really okay? Monique Lockett, 53, died on the job after her workload expanded exponentially after many people were fired from her department. She worked in Social Security. And mother, Caitlin Cross Barnett, she advocated for Medicaid. She had mental health struggles, but she took her life after being fired. Is it okay to actually be intentionally cruel? Is it okay to intentionally want to cause trauma? Because if we look past what's being said by the MAGA regime's elected officials and we look to the impact of their policies, trauma and cruelty seem to be the only thing that is being reaped. That's going to do it for me. Please take care of yourselves. If you have thoughts of suicide, please dial 988 and talk to someone. My name is Maggie Dawn. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together here on the Civic Media Radio Network.